the spirit of thanksgiving all year round. Part 3. Dr. A.W. Tozer said, "Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that the poorest of us can make, and be not poorer, but richer for having made it." Beloved, this is Daniel White III here with this short podcast designed to encourage you to celebrate Thanksgiving all year round. Not just on the holiday called Thanksgiving, but by thanks living, cultivating a heart of gratefulness and thankfulness to God and others each and every day of your life. Our passage of scripture on Thanksgiving from the Word of God today is Luke chapter 17, 11 through 19, which says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But there are, but rather, where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Beloved, our featured quote on Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving today is from Joyce Meyer. She said, "As you go about your day, make a point to be grateful for the things you may otherwise not even notice. For instance, I really like coffee. Sometimes I take a moment in the morning to thank God for this little thing that brings me joy and comfort. Or how about the blessing of having hot water? It's something we can easily thank. Rather, it's something we can easily take for granted. But it makes our lives so much better." As you begin to thank God for the seemingly small things in your life, it will help you to focus on the positive and everything you do have. As a result, you will also be much happier. Our featured Thanksgiving song is a song that we sing nearly every morning before a certain part of our family devotions. "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen." Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege and the power of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for inviting us to pray in so many ways. And thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that comes through prayer. And Lord, we thank you for the purpose of prayer. Help us to be men and women who take advantage of the privilege of prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hear and answer our prayers, and bless us exceedingly abundantly, far above all that we should ask or think. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you do not know the one to whom you ought to give thanks for all things, or his Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven, and that's why I'm reading these verses to you. I want you to know that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. If you trust Christ as Savior, you will go to heaven. If you reject him, you will go to hell. For the Bible also states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. You do not have to go to hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. For the Bible promises in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you're willing and if you're ready to trust Christ as Savior today, please pray with me what we call the sinner's prayer. Just repeat after me and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have done wrong. in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. For Lord, I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have coveted and lusted after things and people before. I have dishonored and disrespected and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive your free gift. Save my soul. Change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my old evil life and help me to follow you, Lord Jesus, into the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, until next time, please remember to keep Thanksgiving in your heart year round.